The Iraq disarmament crisis returned to the United Nations Security Council Friday. UN weapons inspectors gave another mixed picture of Iraqi compliance, and U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell warned against letting the inspections process be endlessly strung out. The focus of the council meeting was the report by Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix. It differed little from the mixed assessment of Iraqi compliance he delivered January 27th, though if anything, it had a less critical tone with regard to Iraq than the previous report. Mr. Blix said Iraq continues to cooperate on matters of process, giving access to sites of interest around the country without problems. However, he again faulted Baghdad's cooperation on substance and said the inspectors are not getting the unconditional support demanded in last November's disarmament resolution. Among specific findings, he said two ballistic missiles being developed by Iraq appear to have ranges in excess of those permitted by UN resolutions. And he said many banned weapons known to have been in Iraqi hands in past years have not been accounted for.
To take an example, a document which Iraq provided suggested to us that some 1,000 tons of chemical agent were unaccounted for. One must not jump to the conclusion that they exist. However, that possibility is also not excluded. If they exist, they should be presented for destruction. If they do not exist, credible evidence to that effect should be presented.
In a companion report, International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Mohammed El-Baradei said no evidence of prohibited nuclear-related activities have been found to date in Iraq, but that a number of issues were still under investigation. The inspectors' reports were followed by sharply differing interpretations of the findings by foreign ministers of the Security Council member states, including Secretary of State Colin Powell. Mr. Powell said Iraq has not, was not, and would not comply with UN disarmament demands, and that the time was fast approaching for the Council to consider military action to enforce its will.
Force should always be a last resort. I have preached this for most of my professional life as a soldier and as a diplomat, but it must be a resort. We cannot allow this process to be endlessly strung out, as Iraq is trying to do right now. String it out long enough, and the world will start looking in other directions. The Security Council will move on. We'll get away with it again. My friends, they cannot be allowed to get away with it again.
Mr. Powell got support from British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw, who said only a dramatic and immediate change of attitude by Saddam Hussein could bring a peaceful solution to the issue.
This will only be achieved if we, the Security Council, hold our nerve in the face of this tyrant, give meaning to our words and to the decisions which we've already collectively taken, and make ourselves ready to ensure that Iraq will face the serious consequences which we all decided would have to happen if Iraq's defiance did not end.
However, French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin said in a speech that drew applause from the spectators' gallery that the use of force is not justified at this point. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. de Villepin urged that inspectors be given more time and that there be another ministerial-level council meeting March 14th.
The option of inspections has not been taken to the end. It can provide an effective response to the imperative of disarming Iraq. Secondly, the use of force would be so fraught with risk for people, for the region, and for international stability that it should only be envisioned as a last resort.
In response to U.S. commentators who have criticized his government for ingratitude in the current crisis, Mr. de Villepin said France knows its wartime debts to freedom fighters from the United States and elsewhere, yet believes in its own ability to work for a better world. The call for continued inspections and a political solution was endorsed by Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov, another veto-wielding council member, and by German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer, whose government has opposed the use of force under any circumstances.
Military action against Iraq would, in addition to the terrible humanitarian consequences, above all endanger the stability of a tense and troubled region. The consequences for the Near and Middle East could be catastrophic.
as was the case last week after Mr. Powell presented U.S. evidence on Iraqi violations, Iraq's U.N. ambassador Mohammed El-Duri was invited for a rebuttal and again denied his government has any banned weapons. Before leaving New York, Mr. Powell said he will consult with President Bush and hold more consultations with Security Council members on the next step in the crisis, including a possible new council resolution that would amount to an ultimatum to Iraq to fully comply or face military action. The secretary said such a measure would be consistent with last November's Resolution 1441, and provide the political support some council members are looking for. But he reiterated the United States' willingness to lead a coalition to disarm Iraq outside the UN framework if necessary, and told an interviewer the fateful decisions will come in a matter of weeks. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.